Hello and welcome to the Cook Shack podcast, the late lunch leftovers.
Mine's bigger than yours, Beth.
Yeah, it is a little bit, but yours is peeling.
Oh dear, that sounds rather rude. This is the podcast. We're just a little bit excited because we've just had a lovely time here at the Cook Shack in Bride for the latest instalment of our monthly visits up here to see gorgeous Georgie Revel. Hello again, Georgie.
Hello, girlies.
The woman of the moment. I can't believe she's not only still standing after the weekend, after Mankind, but he's still so full of energy. How do you do it?
Just keep busy, play tennis, write checks.
Eat good food.
Eat good food.
I think that's...
Yeah. I've eaten a lot of chocolate. Can't you see? I've eaten a lot of chocolate over the last few days, but that's the way I've got through it.
Well, we talked at the start of today's programme, which you can go back to listen to afterwards on the on-demand feature on manxradio.com, about the fact, as we just said, it was Mankind Festival at the weekend, and you came to visit me on Sunday Soundtrack last week, and you were saying how your gorgeous son, Ollie, had just been on the boats for the sailing for the disabled. I think he was actually still out on the sea when I talked to you. Did he make it back for the festival?
Oh, golly, 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 Christy. It's amazing. Sailing for the Disabled is probably one of the best charities we have on the island. What an opportunity that he can access this. I mean, if we were in Britain, there would be, you know, you're talking about hundreds of thousands of people that would be wanting to go on that boat. But he's very fortunate. As long as I make flapjacks, I send them along, he is always invited. So thank you. He arrived back on Saturday at lunchtime, and the wonderful skipper, Roger Clegg, and his wife Liz and his grandson very kindly brought Ollie up to the Mankind Festival. So he was 10 days away, going through the Crinan Canal, Tarbert, Tobermory, and he's had the best time ever. Yeah, really, really fortunate.
And as Chrissy said, we talked a little bit about the Mankind Festival and how it went during the programme. Just remind us once more what the festival was all about.
So the festival was a one-day sort of celebration for those with learning disabilities and or physical disabilities, and their families and carers. A day where there's no judgment, where they can have... be spoilt, basically, where we have volunteers on hand for them, where they just have a day to remember and a day on their own, and where parents can talk to each other. They have things in common they want to share.
Yeah. And actually, I suppose for some parents and carers as well, just be able to relax in an environment where they know, as you say, they're not going to be judged and that they are going to be completely welcomed.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened. The feedback has been magnificent. There are a few things we still need to work on, and one of them is a proper disabled toilet that we need. So we're talking about, especially with the Equalities Act coming in next year, in January, it would be wonderful if anybody with a severe disability, perhaps that's in a wheelchair, is able to access any festival. So I'm putting a plea out there for maybe a corporate or somebody who would fund us converting a horse box, an old horse box, where we could do a bit of a ramp, get the wheelchair up there, close the door on a nice light spring, have their own Elsan loo, maybe a hoist, a changing table, and somewhere in privacy where they can feel comfortable, just like any of us who are able just to nip to the loo. You know, why shouldn't they have this accessibility too?
What a great idea. And I suppose it's only by having festivals of this nature that you realise what's missing.
Yes, totally. And of course, we've asked for constructive feedback, and we've had a lot of positive feedback. Everybody's been very generous with their comments. But, you know, I'm wanting actually to know how we can improve on it. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, hopefully, if anyone is listening and they're able to help, that'd be brilliant if they could get in touch with you. But we are, Christy, here for our monthly visit to the Cook Shack here in Bride, and we learn a great deal from this woman.
We do learn a great deal from this woman, and today we've been learning all about combining fusion flavours. We've been working with Asian flavours with fruit. We've got fruit and chicken here now. For those that maybe missed the programme, Georgie, just explain what's in this pot.
Okay, so what we've done is we've got some really lovely chicken breasts from Tears the Butcher in Ramsey. I always like to buy them from the butcher because they can tell me exactly where the chicken has come from. These have come from Yorkshire. And what we've done is we've just sautéed the chicken breasts, having seasoned them with salt and pepper, in a little bit of olive oil, light olive oil, 8 minutes each side, And then we took those out, kept them warm, and we then sauteed some shallots, onion, and garlic for about 5 minutes. I'm drooling because this smells delicious.
It does.
And now we've added some of those Saturn peaches that we chopped up and just let them go soft. And now we've introduced the chicken back into the dish, into the pan, and we're just keeping it lovely and warm, and we've added some balsamic vinegar. We're going to tear up some lovely basil leaves on there, and then that's ready to go with our, oh, these are just about to come to the boil, with some lovely new potatoes from the garden, Cook Shack garden, with some mint. Always love to cook them with a bit of mint. It gives them a lovely flavour.
I've not seen that before, putting the mint in the water with, yes, the potato.
Yes, it gives them a lovely flavour. You know, a mint and potatoes, a match made in heaven, really. A bit like mangoes and lime. Mm. That is a match made in heaven.
Chili.
Made on the moon, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Not
we're talking about the moon because, yes, on the show today, yes, we themed our songs to mark 50 years since they started their little journey to the moon. Not
their little journey.
That sounded a little patronising. It wasn't intended, but...
Yeah, we had some fantastic suggestions. And in case you're listening before the next 4 days are up, we are still taking suggestions because, of course, it did take them 4 days to get there. So over the next few days, we're going to play all kinds of moon-themed music. Extraordinary feat. You know, the stuff that's been coming out about what they achieved in that time with no computers. You know, this was people doing maths in their head on paper to get these to actually work out the calculations that got these people to the moon. It is extraordinary.
And what's lovely is that during the programme, we had some messages in from people who remember watching it or remember hearing it. And Georgie herself, as a very young girl, remembers that time and just how significant it was. What a thing to watch. I think
I
we forget now, don't we?
Well, I mean, I haven't forgotten because I didn't remember it in the first place. But I think, yeah, it's worth noting. But there is a fantastic programme. If you are listening on Tuesday, at 5:30 this evening, there is a programme that our Alex Watton has put together, and it is all about people's memories, Manx memories of those that remember the moon landings. But you will, I'm sure, be able to listen to that on demand or via a podcast after it's broadcast anyway. So do go back and check that out. It's sure to be fascinating.
But as ever, we have had a wonderful time here, and I have learnt how to use some new tools, so I know what to do with this.
I like that you lifted that one, yep, up first.
But I also know what to do with this.
Don't have it near me. That's terrifying.
Anyway, oh yes, I should say that was a cleaver. And I mean, what do you call this, Georgie?
Yes,
I call it a reamer. Don't you call them reamers?
I'd not heard of that before. So it's like a kind of wooden handheld juicing implement
device.
Which is absolutely beautiful. Look at this one.
That's
gorgeous. That was homemade by the gorgeous Judith Hunt, who also made my salt pig over there.
Oh, you know, look at that.
Everything has names. You know, it's a salt pig.
Oh,
very
just
useful.
Wonderful. I need some of these in my kitchen. I mean, my kitchen's a bit embarrassing as it is. So maybe if I just put a salt pig in the corner, people will think
I know what I'm doing.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah. As ever, Georgia, loving her Essie.
Essie. It's a palindrome, you know.
Yeah, Aga and Essie, they're both palindromes.
They are.
Fantastic. We are loving this new bit of kit here. It's a gorgeous thing. So go back if you missed the programme. Don't worry, you'll be able to go back and listen again via the on-demand feature. And there's all sorts of videos on the Facebook page if you're listening to this as a podcast. And we'll be back with Georgie next month for another instalment. We don't yet know what we're doing, but that's okay.
I'm hoping we're going to have my wonderful Johan Swanepoel, who is my guru Pilates teacher. If not, we may have the lovely Heidi Danaher with doing the thermix.
Oh, there's just so much. There's so much to learn. So much to learn, so much to do. Thank you so much for downloading this podcast. We're very clever.
Stovetop Podcast. Yes, thank you. It's always lovely to know you're listening. And do keep in touch with us over the course of the programme as well. And we'll be back with you next month.